the rather ineffective air conditioning in my room here is about the only sound as I lie in my bed a little past midnight, edging into Sunday the 10th of January 2016, beginning of my third day of guide dog training. Yesterday, was the second day, or the first full day. It can be whatever you want it to be, really. And, it was a good day. Weather was all a bit mixed, didn't seem to know what it was doing. But we managed to do two walks. And both were very positive. Geo responds very well on harness, has very good speed control, both speeding up and slowing down, avoiding obstacles very nicely. We walked out along Euston Road, which, for those who don't know, is a very busy road around the very sort of innermost bit of London, and it has some quite major railway stations on, including St Pancras, where Eurostar runs from. Tends to be a very, very crowded part of London, and so actually perfect for me really for training in, because it's the kind of environment that I'll be working Geo in. I've only done that once today, used the wrong name, and so the walk was very good. The first one was only marred very slightly by a squirrel who decided to sit in the middle of a road before walking across a pavement and into a little greenery, which caught Geo's attention. He is quite a squirrel fan, and it was a little bit difficult trying to get his attention back after that. But he redeemed himself easily actually on the remainder of the walk, and certainly on the walk in the afternoon. I like the feel of him on harness, stops beautifully at curbs. Even you could be charging along and he'll stop dead on the curb. It's quite impressive. You think he's really distracted, but somehow he's still alert to the need to stop at that point. So all of that, really positive, actually. I'm very happy with the walks. We also had a chat about straight line theory, which I won't bore you with too much now, but it's basically the idea that you sort of construct your route with the guide dog with straight lines, effectively. They aren't straight, as in sort of geographically straight, but they're straight between curbs. The idea is that the dog walks, avoiding obstacles, in roughly a straight line until it reaches a curb, at which point you stop and you change direction, or whatever. That's not a very good description of it, but it's the best I can do at this time of the morning. Best time of night. The only tricky thing that's proving to be at the moment is that Mr. Geo, whilst he will respond very nicely to me on harness, and he'll play nicely with me in the room, is being so stubborn when it comes to obedience and listening to commands, and particularly when we're eating. He's not sitting or lying. At one point today, he stood for, it must have been 15 minutes, because he just refused. And even Becca couldn't get him to sit at times. You know, you could be as assertive as you want to with him, and he just won't do it. And I even found, actually, I had my hand on his back at one point when I asked him to sit, and I could feel his muscles tensing. And his legs moved into a position where you couldn't push him down. So, that's something to work on. And sort of obedience in general, I think, definitely needs to be worked on. But, you know, hopefully we'll get there. I felt a little more confident about it earlier in the day, but as it wore on, and he just was clearly not going to do as he was told, made me a little more concerned. But, yeah, hopefully that will come together. So there we go, really. That was second day. Positive, I think. Bodes well, mostly. In myself, I've been feeling a bit off during the day. And in fact, I feel the same now. I don't know if I've got a tummy bug or something, or whether it's just nerves, or just feeling slightly anxious, I don't know, but I've just been feeling a bit ill for chunks of the day. It comes and goes. It's come back now. So I hope that goes away, really. It's not very nice when it's there. So in fact, I'm shaking now. I'm really physically shaking. As opposed to non-physically shaking. That well-known type of shaking. Maybe I just need to go to sleep. But that doesn't explain it from earlier on. And that's despite having a few sleeps in the middle of the day and things like that. Just, yeah, not quite feeling right in myself. Anyway, bedtime, I think. Bye for now. Pause recording. Button.